Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Hey, you got kids? And maybe you're in that generation where you've got kids and you got parents, and you're trying to figure out how to talk with the kids about grandma and grandpa making a move and leaving. Look, we all like for things not to change. Change is hard, I think, emotionally for pretty much everybody. Some people, maybe not, but I know when my grandpa passed 20 years ago, I was very upset. And my grandma passed about 6 months later. It was a very difficult time. They went through a process of evaluating making a change in their life. And that was even hard, to talk about them selling the house that I'd gone to every Christmas. Thanksgiving meals, Christmas meals, going out there, spending the night on winter nights after playing ice hockey as a kid growing up. Grandma and Grandpa would have me over, and I got to love my grandparents dearly, and the idea of them not having that place anymore represented a loss, a grieving. I could tell. I can remember the feeling. It still comes up very easily for me. So having a conversation with your children about Grandma and Grandpa making a move is, how do you approach that? Well, that's the subject of today's Senior Moments, which is our 10-part radio vignette series. And we'll see how a couple, how the Vapid children, handle talking with the kids about Grandma Vapid making a move. And where is she going to go? How is she going to approach this? And what does it mean to give up the house that they know and that they love? Listen up.
In 200 feet, turn right on Merton Drive.
I don't think so.
Recalculating.
Why didn't you turn?
They had a speed camera set up down there yesterday.
Dad, we're gonna be late.
No, we're not. We'll just go up a little further and then cut over.
In 0.3 miles, turn right on Pembroke Street.
Just a little detour.
I think we need to tell the girls what is going on with my mom.
Is Grandma okay?
Yes, but we had a long talk with her yesterday about her house.
No, it's bad enough that Grandpa Vapid is thinking of moving out, but Grandma can't do it too. We grew up playing in her house. It's more like home than our home.
In 200 feet, turn right onto Pembroke Street.
I'll save up and buy the house. You've got to stop her. She can't sell.
Recalculating.
You missed the turn.
Oops. That's okay. The GPS will get us there.
In 0.5 mile, turn right onto Brave Nose Road.
Mom, Dad, you can't let her do that.
Grace, please calm down.
Grace is right. We love that home. I know every corner and hiding place.
Grace, Beth, please calm down long enough so that we can explain.
It just doesn't seem right. We should be the ones taking care of Grandma. We can't put her in some facility.
Have you ever seen some of these facilities?
Yes, we've had to go sing at some of them with the choir.
Did you sing at Versailles Meadows?
No.
Indoor pool, 4 restaurants, waterfront, a captained yacht for the use of the residents. I'd move there in a heartbeat.
In 200 feet, turn right onto Brave Nose Road.
Well, maybe that wouldn't be so bad, but it's the principle of the thing. We should be taking care of her in her old age.
I'm glad you feel that way, because we're considering having her move in with us.
What?
Recalculating.
The turn!
Not here. They've added speed bumps.
What is the use of having a GPS?
It is just a dumb machine. I consider it making suggestions.
In 1.5 miles, make a right onto Lincoln Boulevard.
Grandma, move in with us? She has 9 cats.
8 cats, and a thing that looks like a cat. I think it might be a mutant squirrel.
Or a really big rat.
Where would she stay? We don't have room for someone else.
I thought you and Beth could share a room, just like you did when you were little.
Wait a minute. Grace was the one who was so excited about taking care of everyone. Why doesn't Grandma share a room with her? Leave me out of it.
I was talking about taking care of Grandma in her house, not our house. She can't live with us. She chews tobacco.
Grace, that's not kind. Grandma hasn't chewed in a long time.
And she'll wreck the floors.
Grace, you make her sound like an ill-behaved animal.
She'll wreck the floors with all her tap dancing. It will go on all night.
She does tap dance. And at night. We could carpet her room. That might stop her.
We're not going to carpet her room. If she wants to tap dance in the middle of the night, we just need to adjust to it. I grew up hearing tap dancing. I found it soothing after a while. Fred Astaire movies still put me right to sleep.
In 200 feet, you will make a right turn onto Lincoln Boulevard.
Where are we going to put all her stuff? Her antique medical equipment collection is huge.
And creepy. I don't want that skeleton anywhere in the house.
We can pay for storage.
Did you happen to notice that it is time to turn onto Lincoln Boulevard, Brad? Recalculating.
You know, the more we talk about this, the more I think it would be awfully hard on the girls. Maybe we should go back and ask her to at least consider touring some alternative places with us.
Did you miss the turn again?
He certainly did. I'm on it. In 1/10 of a mile, make a U-turn into heavy traffic, and then make another left across heavy traffic. Did I mention that the intersections do not have lights, so you're on your own?
Are you going to make the U-turn?
No, I can make a right here and cut through the school parking lot.
She never seemed all that open to anything but moving in with us.
I know what she said, but she hasn't even seen her options. Let's at least ask her to take a look. Maybe we could take her to Versailles Meadows first.
Probably worth a try. I wouldn't want to disappoint Grace, since she seemed excited about helping take care of Grandma. And I know it would be emotionally hard to have Grandma sell her house.
Oh, well, I don't mind visiting her. That house was too big for her anyway.
So you wouldn't mind her moving?
I would mind her moving in with us, but if she needs to move, she needs to move. Oh, look, we're here.
Arriving at destination?
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
We'll call when we get back. Thanks for the ride.
That was brilliantly done.
Thank you. I'm glad you think so. Grace would have had a complete meltdown if we had told her that Mom wanted to sell the house and get a waterfront condo. She's too sentimental to handle both your dad and my mom moving. Beth, on the other hand, seemed to take it in stride.
As she always does. Now we just need to figure out how we're going to help them find new places.
Do you need the GPS to get home?
No, I'm good.
Hey, don't push that power switch.
Your dad moving, and now maybe my mom moving. It's a strange journey we're on.
And it will probably only get stranger.
There really is a big difference between telling people something and leading them in the conversation to draw conclusions themselves and come to those realizations on their own as opposed to being told. I think that's really the point of this last segment is in trying to help our children understand changes in life, sometimes it's helpful to give them tidbits and ask them questions. What do you think about? What do you think about? So that they can give us their opinion on what should happen. But then draw that opinion to its natural conclusion, because I think it's hard for us to think all the way down the street. We might think of it holding on to things and just hold on to those things. I think we all, you know, even grandparents and parents, all of us, hold on to things and we don't think down the street for what that really costs us. And it may mean letting go. But letting go opens up new opportunities. You have to let go of the baton in a race to the next runner. Otherwise, you can't win the race. You have to let go of the stuff you own if you ever want to move. You have to let go of being overwhelmed by the things in your home. So, Senior Moments is wrestling a little bit with that. It's all in fun, tongue in cheek. We'll continue next week with more. And you can listen to all 10 segments right now, if you want to, if you can go online, go to ericstewartgroup.com. Download any of the free guides I've got. Go to the resources section under radio, and you can click through and link and listen there. Hope you enjoy it. I'll be back next week with more of that. And my final thoughts for this week, right after this.